flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, as we are covering the big story here, Nick Caley, we've talked about it throughout the day, and I'm sure get up in the morning, Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m., and I'm sure they will talk about it. I can't wait to hear what those two guys have, and you heard briefly from Lopez and Reggie. We'll see what more they have to say coming up on in the loop. But to me, the thing that I've noticed, and I think this has been building for you, Clint, and I'm right here with you, that has been building for you, Clint, and I think now it's come to a head now that it's over. It's because so many people are like, hey, Clint, well, Clinton Ryan? Who is it? Well, who is it that you wanted? Who is the name? Who is the name of these guys you wanted? Yeah. But for you, it has been, you just haven't been thrilled with the process of how they arrived here.
Well, look, I think this is the worst case scenario for me in terms of the process, right? Like, if you fire Bobby Slowick and you immediately say, hey, man, Gerard Johnson's the dude, we're moving him up. We're keeping the terminology the same. We're keeping the chemistry. We're keeping all everything that we got in the building that we built over the last 2 years. It's Gerard's turn. Let's go. Right. I could be sold that. But it has more to do than just Gerard Johnson. It has to do with your level of commitment, right, and conviction in making that decision. So that would have been solid. Now, you move on from Bobby Slowick and say, hey, Bobby Slowick was not the leader of men that we thought he was. He was not the manager of men that we thought he was. He was not the offensive mind that we thought he was, and we need to do better. Okay, well, I would expect you to then go and interview, right, guys that have pelts on the wall. And, again, I don't necessarily want these guys to be hired. I'm just telling you there's multiple guys out there that are former head coaches that are offensive minds that have won Super Bowls that – it would have been nice to see my squad interview. That would have been nice, right? But you don't. That's not an option, right? Instead, we see fire Bobby Slowick. We really don't know what direction. We got some guys we like, but we don't know what direction we're going to go. We're going to interview 8 guys, and these 8 guys are going to be from all over the map. And then we're going to end up – none of them have any experience with the exception of Bill Lazor back in the day and Brian Johnson for a year in Philly. A bunch of inexperienced guys. And we're going to – 2-3 weeks into it, we're going to fall on a guy that ultimately is another Bobby Slowick. You're betting on this guy being something that we've never seen him be yet. He's never done, right? And so – that, to me, that's the worst case scenario of how this thing unfolds. You fire Bobby Slowick and ready to move on, and you don't really have a plan.
You don't think this was the plan the way they like. You don't think Nick Caley was the guy?
I think Nick Caley was on the radar, but I don't think I don't think Nick Caley was like, hey man, this is the route we're going right
you
here.
You don't think as soon as they, because for you you're like Bobby Slowick, there should be a plan. You would have thought it would have happened quicker. You don't think it was we're firing Bobby Slowick because we know we want Nick Caley?
No, yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, that would be – you're going to fire Bobby Slowick, who, again, I understand didn't do a great job over 2 years, but there's a case to be made that he did a pretty good job with a rookie and a second-year quarterback in statistic-wise, and they won a lot of ball games. Yeah, it's hard for me to think that you'd go, we're going to move on from him, and this we're going to go straight into another one.
Text line coming through. Who are these guys with experience you speak of?
Well, Mike McCarthy, Doug Peterson, Shaw that just went to Detroit. Obviously interested in getting at the NFL level.
Chip
Kelly would be one of them. Yeah,
Clint Kubiak was there. You go. An OC last year with the Saints.
Yeah, they're looking. And again, I'm not saying that those guys are great candidates. I think a big part of this is if you're going to move on from Bobby Slowick, you got to know who's out there and what's available. Right, it's clear that was never on their radar, and they never even wanted to go that direction.
It started with moving on from Bobby.
Yeah, Slowick. It started with moving on from Bobby Slowick, and then it quickly leans into guys that ultimately look at Bobby. I mean, I'm sorry, not Bobby. Look at D'Amico. You look at Nick, and I think they want to be involved in the overall offensive product. I will be shocked if Nick Caley hires his offensive staff. I'll be shocked if this is one of those, like, all right, Nick, it's your turn. You've never done it before. Never had the title. But, hey, we want you to come here, call plays, give you the title, and you're going to hire the staff. It just doesn't strike me as one of those hires. And so, to me personally, it's I'm just not a – this is worst-case scenario how this thing all unfolded for me. Like I said, I could have got – Gerard Johnson, the day after you fired Bobby Slowick, boom, this is the route we're going. CJ's got a great relationship with CJ, yada, yada, yada. Feel great about it, been in the building with, know the kind of offensive mind that he is.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could get behind it. This, this is wait and see for me, man.
Yeah, I think for me the only issue I had, because I get you. Maybe it wasn't Nick Caley, but I think the plan was someone young, somebody that could be the next Kevin O'Connell, the next, you know, Mike McDaniel, the next guy. That's probably in one of these systems that we trust. Somebody young, because that's everything that they kept interviewing. Somebody young, something like that, that we can feel that we're bringing in to be the next. very similar, I guess, to Bobby Slowick. I think that's what they're – so I think that was the plan. I don't know if they definitively, when they fired Bobby, had the guy, and it was Nick. That was the plan. For me, the only thing is for me is just – I just think you're in a situation where I think you should at least – if you don't interview the top two candidates – and I think the top two candidates were Clint Kubiak and Chip Kelly. If you don't at least sit down and talk with them, for whatever reason, yes, maybe you weren't going to pay $6 million. But to me, that's not going to stop. Like, you know, I do wish in high school, Clint, that, hey, I knew I wanted to be in broadcasting. And just to say, no, I'm not going to go to Syracuse because I just know it's going to be expensive. I'm not even going to try it. No, I mean, it's the best school. It's where I should at least see what it's about, and to see if there's something that could be done. That's my only issue is, you want to get with Nick Caley? Sure, I could see that. If you look at the other coordinators that have been hired in this cycle, a lot of them are young guys. That's fine. It's, to me, I just, if you have all of the assets, C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, you know, Joe Mixon, and it, hey, some people really like Laremy Tunsil as an asset. If you have all those assets, the thought would be, well, hell, man, you can run and roll on anybody you want. How about we at least just talk to the top two candidates, right? At least just talk to them, or what many people view as the top two candidates. The way you did when you hired D'Amico, the way you did. You talked to Sean Payton. And don't give me the deal of, all right, well, maybe they did talk to him. Well, hell, then it would be stupid if they talked to Chip Kelly and they didn't let that come out. Why would they hide it? They talked about 7-8 other guys that they talked to. Why would Chip Kelly be the one that they'd be hiding? So, to me, it's that's just my only gripe is you didn't even talk to these other two guys, and it's clear that it wasn't just a we know who we want because you interviewed 7-8 dudes. Why wouldn't you just sit and talk to those guys? So that's the only gripe I have. Good luck to him, and I do. I hope he works. As I said earlier, surely because I do. Many of you have your thoughts. I'm a fan of the game. I want to see C.J. Stroud be at his best. I enjoyed watching him day in and day out that first year, and hell, even at times this year, to know what he could be. I want to see another great quarterback. I want to see C.J. involved in these, you know, hey, are these matchups? Who's next? So I hope he does work out. But I just say, it's an odd thing to me. Go out here and bring him in and then, you know, and not talk to all of the top candidates. That's just my thought on it, my only thing that I had issues with.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.